Howdy, howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 425, Winterize. Wow, been a great week. Enjoyed talking to a number of you this past week. One of the great conversations was about Black Friday deals in photography. Yeah, I know they're out there, but actually, and this probably will sound bad, I tend not to buy just because it's on sale. It's strictly by need, but I do appreciate the conversations. There are many of them out there. So, hey, you guys got questions, have ideas, reach out. I'm here, love to talk. So I do appreciate the conversation and the opportunity to help. So thank you so much. With that in mind, I am over on Blue Sky, which, for those who have not heard of it, it is supposedly the new and improved or better version or calmer place than Twitter / X has evolved to be. The Exodus, Xoudus, continues. So I am on Blue Sky. You can find me there. We can have a conversation. Also, remember, Spotify, you can leave comments there and we can have a conversation there as well. You know, I'm here to help any way I can. And the only stupid question, as far as I'm concerned, is the one you don't ask. So, hey, I'm here. So I'm using still the Adobe Podcast Beta, but this is the first podcast with their new AI voice improvement, cleaner, upper. I really don't know what it does. I'm looking forward to listening to this on the web to see just what the difference is, but it's there. Keep in mind that the transcript will be, it's on iTunes and Spotify. It's also on the blog post for the podcast, along with the photograph that kind of sums up that podcast. All that is there at moosepeterson.com. Also there at the very bottom left corner, there's a link you can click on for ProGrade to get 15% off whatever you buy. I bring it up because more and more of you are doing it, which is cool. I'm glad I can help with that. I did have a question this last week, what I think about the ProGrade SSD drives. I have them, and they are amazing. The thing I like probably the most, and this is going to sound silly, but then again, I do that a lot, is the fact that they survive Moose and the drop factor. Now, those drives get used primarily when I'm on the road, and that's where I'm sitting in my room on the couch or on the bed working, and I get up and poof, there goes the drive off the bed or the couch onto the floor. Yeah, these the ProGrade drives, yeah, they're a tad heavier, but hey, they survive me, so I absolutely love them. So that's, remember, head to the website, save 15% on ProGrade. Kelby One Wildlife Conference is coming up in, I guess it would be 3 weeks, 2 weeks. Anyway, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be talking about a couple topics. One, my love affair with birds, whole new presentation. And then, and this is the one that people have been asking me about, the best lens for wildlife photography. Yeah, I'm going to put it out there. It's going to, that in itself, I think, is worth the price of admission, but then I'm a little biased. So if you haven't, head to the Kelby One Wildlife Conference, sign up. Even if you can't attend that exact day, once you sign up, you do get to look at everything for over a year on replay, which is a killer value. So that's the Kelby One Wildlife Conference. I look forward to seeing you there. Hey, my good friends at Bedfords, bedfords.com, the home of the Moose discount. Those folks are cranked up for the winter sales. Whoa. You know, Christmas, woo, you know, is what? 1 month from today? Oh, ouch. God, it came fast. Man, I just can't get over this year. It's flying by. Just unbelievable. Anyway, Bedfords, they've got There's a ton of Nikon gear on sale, DSLR, mirrorless, bodies, lenses, great stuff. You have, what, a couple days left of the great Z9 trade-in. You've got, $500 off on the Z8, which is just a beautiful body. Z6 III, I'm enjoying that Z6 III. I have it. In fact, it's right here in my hands at the moment as I delve more and more into 220 or 240, excuse me, slow-mo. All that stuff Bedford's has, as well as the expertise to help you get the right, help you avoid the wrong gear. And at your checkout, you're going to see that Moose discount. So head to Bedfords.com, which includes their new store in Kansas City. Tell them Moose sent you. They'll take not only good care of you, but they will save you some serious cash at the end. So Bedfords.com. Tell them thank you for sponsoring the Moose podcast. Winterize. Yeah, baby. Well, last week I was in Yellowstone and we got hit with one wet snowstorm the first day. Now, if you don't really spend a lot of time in snow, you might not know the difference between a dry snow and a wet snow, but the wet snow, that gloppy stuff, is when the air temperature is really not really much lower than 32. So by the time it hits you, it's already, you know, getting ready just to go to mush. And if the wind comes up, oh man, that combination, it can be lethal. That's why it's time now, when you're home dry, got a Christmas list going, to winterize. Now, there's a lot of different schools of thought about this. So I want to premise this by reminding you that for myself, my general rule of thumb is if I can take it, the camera gear can take it. That goes for rain as much as hail and snow. The one thing you have to do with snow is a couple extra precautions, and we're going to talk about that. But to winterize, let's start with a couple things. If you're comfortable, dry and warm, you'd be surprised just how much you can handle when it comes to that driving snow. And you can make the right decisions for your camera gear and your photography, because some of the best images come from some of the worst weather. So the first thing is, I know it's snowing, but you got to keep the fluids going. Snow, you know, when it's happening, the humidity tends to, you know, the air gets a little bit dry. It can dry your throat and your nasal passages out. And if you're at altitude, which typically with snow will be found, you got to deal with altitude. So drinking fluids, really a great idea. Warm fluids, even better. So first suggestion, get yourself one of those insulated kind of mugs like a Yeti. I have it with me all the time. I drink fluids continually, and there's nothing better than coming back to the vehicle to a mug of hot coffee. It really warms you up, and it gets you hydrated. So it's a really simple thing to do. Now, gloves, you know, their annual glove feature will be coming out here shortly. The one for 2024 is posted. The thing I want to say about gloves and winterizing is, so gloves, unless you get really the heavy ones, like for ice climbing or my trapper mittens, they're not insulated enough that so when snow hits it, it just sticks on the outside. Heat escapes from those gloves, and that snow hits it, it gets wet. The point is that wet glove will transfer its moisture to your camera. And there's a couple of orifices on your camera, especially the shutter release, that if you're not careful, you can force water into that shutter release and can cause you issues. So those gloves, especially, not making this up, your firing finger, okay? You want to take efforts to perhaps curl that up into the rest of your fist to keep it dry. When you're touching surfaces, try not to use that finger. Again, just so that moisture doesn't get forced into that shutter release. I'm just telling you from past experience dealing with with people and cameras and issues, that's one that could come up. Another one that I want to mention, and I got some interesting blowback from it when I posted it a couple of weeks ago on the website, and that is the hot shoe covers for our cameras. I take them off quite often, put them in my pocket when I put out a flash or a monitor or a like mic into the hot shoe. And the plastic ones, for me personally, I lose them. They're small, they're light. So the metal ones have been everywhere in the world but the U.S. for a number of years. And now Nikon USA is bringing them in. And I can't recommend the metal ones enough. Now people go, don't they short out? Well, if you were to somehow break down the lips and shove them into the cavity that is the hot shoe, yeah. Otherwise, it just goes in there and they don't touch the connection. So it's not a problem. The issue is, though, if you are going around with a hot shoe without a cover in there, especially in mirrorless and in these severe conditions. So I'm not talking basic every day. I'm talking about, you know, when things are nasty, right? Winterizing, forcing moisture through that hot shoe into the top of that mirrorless, there is the possibility that you could cause yourself some grievous problems. DSLR isn't quite as much because you don't have an EVF. You have a mirror and a prism. But mirrorless, just, you know, I just love being out there in that really nasty weather, that driving snow. And that combination of driving snow and your hands and excitement, you can, with a uncovered hot shoe, you could possibly cause yourself grief. So it's just kind of, you could say, common sense. So there's this next thing, which seems to get folks, and that's condensation. Now, condensation, one of the best ways to avoid it is not to let it get started. Now, when you're working in a driving kind of a wet snow, it's kind of hard to avoid. So again, the one thing I'm going to recommend is that clean white towel. That white towel you're going to use to blot things off. Now, when you have a drier snow and it's colder, you can use that towel to snap the snow off. It just causes a breeze and it can blow it off. I have a number of times used the electronic blower that I have blogged every so often. When it's a dry snow, I can use that to blow snow off. It has no heat element, so it won't melt the snow, and that's the thing you have to be careful of, because it takes very little moisture. I mean, you could just blow on the snow with your breath when it's on your camera body, and you could see it start to melt. And that's when, right, moisture could get into places you don't want it. So last week when I had that really just wet snow, what I did was I kind of, you know, the snow was on the top of the camera, right? Because it's falling. It's not underneath. So with the camera in the tripod, I would rotate the camera 180 degrees. So now the top of the camera is at the bottom. And then I do a simple little light, you know, thumping with a couple fingers on the top and let the snow kind of fall off by gravity to get the most of the snow off. Then once I got into the vehicle itself isn't preheated. At this point, it's more or less the ambient temperature. That gives me a chance to deal with my gear slowly. So that means I don't have any snow stuck on my hat that could fall off of my gear, or snow on my jacket that could fall off my gear, and I take my gear into the vehicle, and then I slowly deal with the towel wicking the moisture off by simply putting the towel on and kind of lightly pushing down on the towel so the towel will absorb through osmosis all that moisture. Now, if you've got just a metal, okay, you can wipe that off. If you have a zoom lens that you have extended out, whatever you do, don't retract it and zoom it back, because that's going to take any moisture on that lens barrel and force it back into the lens. And then if you have any neoprene, understand neoprene to some extent will suck up moisture. So you want all that gear as bone dry as possible before you put it in your camera bag, because we're trying to avoid condensation. And a lot of times condensation is because some moisture gets inside the camera bag. Camera bag goes back to your room or your lodge or your home. It gets warm, and then that warm moisture starts to move around in your camera bag, hits cold surfaces, and you go out and boom, you've got condensation. So breaking that cycle before it even starts is just essential. Keep that in mind. Simple things, but you can do it. Now, do you have lenses on your front of your lenses? Do you have filters on your front of your lenses? I have filters. And they're, as far as I'm concerned, kind of disposable. So I can simply wipe the moisture off with the white towel. I have that long lens shade extended out there to keep the snow off that front element as much as possible. If it starts to get into the front shade, you know, sometimes it will, a little snow drift will start. Two things: you can't really shoot with it there. It's going to cause you flare that you'll see lack of contrast and lack of color. But then when you go back into the vehicle, if you're not careful, it will get in everywhere. So always make sure that gets tapped off. And since there's no electronics in the lens shade, I just wipe that off and dry it before I reattach it onto the lens to go into the bag. I mean, I'm talking kind of some basics here that you need to think about. There is some new products out there. The one I want to mention is hand warmers. They have been around for a few years. They've got some new ones out this season that are physically smaller, really crank up the heat compared to old ones, and last, I'm going to say, probably 15-20% longer, even though they're hotter. But the number of them come in a charging case. So they're all rechargeable. And the new ones with the case take up a smaller footprint than the old ones. But the point is that when your hand warmers, if you're out for 6-8 hours, they might go dead. You can put them in this case and they'll charge out in the field, and then you can use them again. It's really cool technology. There are a number of beanies now that have come out with a really nice waterproof liner, which when you're working in really wet, gloppy snow, keeps your head from getting wet and does retain a little bit more of the heat, which is a really cool thing to do. And mentioning that white towel, I'm going down my list here, that white towel, when there is snow in the forecast, I actually will grab a second one. And the second one is just for the tripod. The tripod, you know, you extend those legs, they get wet, you put those legs back in, retracting to get in the vehicle to go, you're going to force that moisture into joints and into the column. So I dry off those legs as best as possible. I dry off the head and all the knobs on the wildlife head. And then when I get back to the room, a lot of times I'll leave the tripod in the vehicle if it's dry. Why lug it back and forth? But when it gets wet, no matter if it's rain or snow, I'm going to take that tripod back to the room. I'm going to fully extend those legs and let it sit in the corner of the room and set up so gravity will get all that moisture out so it doesn't freeze or locked up. There's nothing worse than a literally frozen tripod. Then also in the evening, everything from white towels will be set out to dry, clothing will be set to dry. Everything will be as dry as I can get it. So the next day, when I get in that vehicle, I don't fog up the interior of the wheels with windows with condensation. I don't transfer moisture to my gear. So gloves and stuff like that, make sure they're dry. And these are all things that I would encourage you to think about now, before the need arises. There's a lot of stuff available, sales coming up, Christmas presents. But you want to get this prior to going out. You know, like gloves. Take a camera on a strap, head to your favorite REI, try the gloves. We all have different size fingers and hands, and our touch is all different. Find the ones that work for you that allow you to operate the camera, keep your hands warm, and stay dry. It's just in a simple part of the photographic process, because winter is such a glorious time to be out shooting. Just remember to use good field ethics. Don't stress or push those critters. Let them do their thing, and you just tell their story of survival. It's a great photographic subject and pastime. Just think about your gear and yourself, and be prepared. Winterize. You folks have a tremendously great week. Thanksgiving is just a couple days away. I have lots of things to be blessed and thankful for. One of them is you guys and your support, so thank you so much. I give thanks to that. You have a marvelous Thanksgiving. And remember to make every click your story.